Welcome back to the Laracast Snippet. As always, I am your host, Jeffrey Way, and today we're talking about energy. I noticed this morning when I woke up, I had kind of a weird amount of energy, and you probably can relate to this. Sometimes you wake up and you do nothing, right? Other times, though, you wake up and you're doing this, and you're cleaning the house, and you're doing the dishes, and then you're doing work, and you're getting this done, and you're recording a podcast. And for whatever reason, you have so much more energy than you do at other times. And this is something I've been trying to focus on quite a bit lately. Because when you think about it, energy is that key thing that separates those who do the least amount possible from those who are somehow able to get incredible amounts of work done. I'm sure you've seen this, where you look at people and you're like, my goodness, how are they able to get so much done? Whereas here, I go to Target or IKEA, and by the time I'm done with that, I'm completely finished for the day, and I have no energy left over for side projects or for my business. So this is an undeniable truth. I'm sure you can relate to it. So that means this is something we should actually focus on. If you have these side projects, or if you have this business you're trying to start, energy is one of the key things that we have to harness in order to get this junk done. Yes, you have to learn the technologies and learn the skills in order to create these applications, but also, of course, we need the energy to actually want to do these things and to have the ability to do these things. I don't know about you, but sometimes the energy just is not there. And by the way, this doesn't mean we need to be working all the time, and just because you have some energy, that means you should be working on businesses. No, of course not. You can allocate it however you want. But the thing is, when you do want to work on these projects, if you don't have the energy to do it, you're worn out, you're not eating well, you're not drinking enough water, whatever it may be, that's something to think about. That's a big concern. That's going to keep you from potentially this lower income level from maybe a much higher income level if you can actually launch these projects. So if you can relate to this at all, I think what it means is you and I should really focus on what are the things that limit your energy? And yes, obviously, one of them is not enough sleep. But even beyond that, think about what are you eating? Are you not eating quite as well? Are you eating fast food or McDonald's? You know, you're not getting the nutrients and the energy out of that you might need. One thing that I notice is, you know, if I go out to lunch and have a sub, usually the choices are water and Coke or Diet Coke, and I will too often reach for that. And I have absolutely noticed the connection between having a Diet Coke or two of them, and then suddenly an hour later, I feel it in my body. It's weird. I didn't feel it as a kid, but now that I'm older, I feel its effects on my body, and it's almost like I can't focus as much. I don't have the desire. I don't have the energy. There's an undeniable connection there, even if it's just the aftermath of a sugar high. For whatever reason, I think the older you get, the more you're affected by it. And also the same with caffeine. If you remember as a kid, caffeine didn't factor in the equation, right? But now, if I have like a cup of coffee at 9 o'clock at night, I'm going to be up till 3 a.m. It's kind of interesting. But yeah, think about that stuff. Are you drinking soda and that's having an effect? Are you not eating well enough? Are you not getting enough fruits and vegetables where you have the energy? Are you not drinking enough water? Are you not getting enough exercise? Exercise obviously is a huge one. And I'm sure you're just like me, where you want to do it, but then life gets in the way. And that's a big problem where we treat exercise as not an essential. Because it's like, look, I got to go to work, then I got to go do this, then I got to pick up the kids. I would love to go work out or go run, but I don't have the time to. Or by the time you do have the time, you no longer have the energy, right? So I think that's something to super focus on, whether it's making this a top priority, even if it means you're getting up 30 minutes earlier just so you can get a run in. Or maybe you go to like the athletic store and you buy one of those thick mats that you would get at the gym. You know, those really cushiony, thick body length mats so that you can lay on them, you can do push-ups on them, and they're not killing your wrist. And if you buy that, then I'm guaranteed you could find 10 to 15 minutes once a day or every other day to go into your closet or to your den to do a bunch of push-ups or sit-ups or crunches. You know, if you do this every day, you know you're going to have more energy. You've probably done it and you've experienced it, but I don't know, you're probably like me, or it's a roller coaster where you get on it and then for whatever reason you stop doing it as much, or you quit soda or you quit caffeine, and then 2 months later it just kind of works its way back into your system and you're right back to where you started. So yeah, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but it is something we should give a lot of attention to. Energy, I think maybe more than anything, is the reason why so many personal projects are never completed. If you don't have the energy, you don't have the desire. If you don't have the desire, the thing never gets launched. And if this thing never launches, then it might as well have been that you didn't even start, because nobody saw it. So who cares that you did put 30 hours of work into it? Nobody saw it, so it was a complete waste of your time. But if you just worked on a few things to improve your energy levels, maybe it might have turned out differently. Okay, so I am Jeffrey Way with the Laracast Snippet. Head over to laracast.com to learn tons of cool stuff. You already know about this. I'm terrible at promotion. I will see you later. Bye.